Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford. Now, in this programme, we're going to follow a little bit more the Lear story, the line that Lear follows in the central part of the play. And the first thing we're going to examine is the dismissal of Lear by his daughters. Having given away all the land, he then decides to live with each of them in turn, month by month. But he's made a provision for himself that he will always have 100 knights to travel with him. And 100 knights means their squires, their women, their kitchen attendants, everything else. So he's basically moving from palace to palace, carrying a small village with him. And it's not very pleasant for Goneril when she discovers that her castle is overrun by all these knights. And so she said to Lear, you can stay, and 50 of your knights can stay, but the other 50, out. Lear gets very angry and says, not good enough, that's not the deal we made. I'm leaving with everybody, and I'm going to go to your sister. And he goes to the sister, who he happens to meet in Gloucester's castle, because she's not at home, because she heard he was coming and got out quick. And he's at this point saying to her, I don't want to see your sister, I don't want to know about her, she's finished as far as I'm concerned, I'm staying here with you. Not what Regan particularly wants to hear. So, we'll discover what happens when the father meets the two daughters in Act 2, Scene 4 of the play, in the dismissal of Lear. And our actors in this particular scene, playing Lear will be Damien Radigan, playing Goneril will be Lorelei Fox-Roberts, and Petrina Prunty will be playing Regan. Lear is in Gloucester's castle. He's decided to stay with Regan. Goneril suddenly arrives and he lets her have it. He tells her exactly what he thinks of her.
I pray thee, daughter, do not make me mad. I will not trouble thee, my child. Farewell. We'll no more meet, no more see one another. But yet thou art my flesh, my blood, my daughter, or rather a disease that's in my flesh, which I must needs call mine. Thou art a boil, a plague sore, or embossed carbuncle in my corrupted blood. But I'll not chide thee. Let shame come when it will. I do not call it. I do not bid the thunder-bearer shoot, nor tell tales to thee of high-judging Jove. Mend when thou canst. Be better at thy leisure. I can be patient. I can stay with Regan, I and my 100 knights.
Not altogether so. I look not for you yet, nor am provided for your fit welcome. Give ear, sir, to my sister, for those that mingle reason with your passion must be content to think you old, and so, but she knows what she does.
Now, in that moment, Lear has rather burnt his boots. He turns to one daughter and calls her a plague, sore, an embossed carbuncle. He basically informs her that she is not pleasant in his sight. He doesn't like her anymore. And turns to the second daughter and says, I like you, I'm staying with you. And within a moment, Regan, the second daughter, has said, I don't think this is a good idea. And Lear is suddenly on a cleft stick. He's trapped now between two daughters, one of whom is insulted and the other who is not exactly welcoming. Let's pick it up.
Is this well spoken?
I dare avouch it, sir. What, 50 followers? Is it not well? What should you need of more? Yea, or so, Manny, sit that both charge and danger speak against so great a number. How, in one house, should many people under two commands hold amity? 'Tis hard, almost impossible.
Why might not you, my lord, receive attendance from those that she calls servants, or from mine?
Why not, my lord? If then they chance to slack ye, we could control them. If you will come to me, for now I spy a danger, I entreat you to bring but 25. To no more will I give place or notice.
Now, important point to notice. Goneril and Regan here are both being very reasonable. They're both saying very reasonable things. 50 followers, isn't that enough? What do you need for 100 when you've got 50? And anyway, how can 50 people in somebody else's household behave well with two bosses? Two bosses in one household doesn't work. It's crazy. It's impossible. It's a situation that can't work. What they've said to Lear is very, very true. Carry on.
I gave you all.
And in good time you gave it.
Made you my guardians, my depositaries, but kept a reservation to be followed with such a number. What? Must I come to you at 25? Regan, said you so.
And speak again, my lord, no more with me.
And she's very positive about that. Lyra said, I gave you everything, and all I ask for is 100 knights. And they are, as far as he's concerned, being very unreasonable and saying, you can't have 100. They've cut it down now from 100 to 50 to 25. They're now saying, or Regan is saying, not 100, not 50, 25. They're treating him a bit like a child. Carry on.
Those wicked creatures yet do look well favoured when others are more wicked.
And that's a hard one for him. He's insulted Goneril. He's now been told by Regan she won't give him what he wants. He's now got to swallow his pride, turn round and say, well, you're not as bad as she is.
Not being of the worst stands in some rank of praise. I'll go with thee. Thou 50, yet doth double 25, and thou art twice her love.
And that's a very important moment, because in that moment Lear is saying to everybody and to himself that he considers love to be something that has a numerical value. Because Goneril is offering 50 soldiers, 50 knights, and Regan is only offering 25, that Goneril must therefore love him twice as much as Regan. He still thinks love to be something that can be weighed in a scales or numbered by knights.
Hear me, my lord. What need you 25, 10, or 5, to follow in a house where twice so many have a command to tend you?
What need one?
And there you have it. In that short scene, they have reduced him from an ex-king with 100 knights to a man with that magic word, nothing. You don't even need one follower. They've taken everything away from him, and he's been reduced to nothing. And thank you for that. Just want to point out that our readers this week come from St. Mel's College, but since it's a boys' school, they're helped out in that scene by two girls from Moyne Community School here as well. So a little round of applause for that.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m. rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.